and we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this terrific Tuesday, October 17, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Alexandria Taylor. She's running for the U.S. Senate as a Republican candidate. Good morning, Alexandria.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here today.
I wanted to start off to allow you in this first short segment, we've got about 3 minutes here to tee you up with your resume, your bio. Who is Alexandria Taylor?
Yes, so I was born and raised here in Michigan. I live in Romulus. I have been practicing law for almost 13 years. And roughly 9 years ago, I opened my own law firm. And now I have a partner. It's Taylor Soka. We have two offices, downtown Detroit and in Southfield. And I'm also an adjunct professor at University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. And I have three children and a dog. And in my spare time, very little that it is, I like to run.
Oh, very cool. So you're a health freak. You're in good shape.
I am a health freak. I am a Peloton junkie. So I have the bike and the treadmill, and I get up every day at 5 a.m. to do one or the other, or both.
Right. Gotcha. So you got those endorphins kicking in for you.
Definitely.
Right, right. Hey, I want to ask you one simple question. Why in the heck do you want to go to Washington, D.C.?
You know, in 2020, I had ran for judge, and I made it past the primary, lost in the general, and I just had a time of deep reflection at that point of just looking at the direction of what I thought the plan was for my life and looking around, and I believe that God raised me up in this time and this season for this seat. I just believe our country is in trouble, and it's one thing to complain about it and, you know, talk about it, but I believe we need real soldiers fighting for us because I believe a lot of our leadership is compromised, to be honest.
Well, it's very interesting, the dynamic, because as we're seeing all these, I believe, splitter strategy candidates getting into this race, James Craig, who you know very well, and Mike yeah. Rogers and all these other people, we're not going to talk about them, but I wanted to talk to you about this splitter strategy I see happening. And do you think that's a real thing? Do you think it's actually being done for a specific reason to push Mike Rogers or whoever the candidate may be by the establishment?
I think that's probably it. I mean, you know how politics works. You know, people, they have who they want for that seat. It's just the same thing on the other side. Like, they want, the Democratic establishment wants Lockin in this seat. And so, you know, obviously I think you have a dynamic that's going on there, but I just, you know, where we're headed now, we need new leadership, fresh, and we need something different, someone who's strong and is not about to be puppeteered by the system or the establishment.
Right, exactly. Well, we're going to go to a hard break here in about a minute. I want to have you stay through the break if you can. Text messages coming in, 231-360-5140. If you've got a question for Alexandria specifically, text them to me and I'll interrupt her as we're talking here in the next segment. We'll get your questions into the show. Again, if you want to check out our website right now for this next segment while we have her, alexandria4senate.com is the website. I have it pulled up. We're going to go over her issues and topics, things on her website. Again, Alexandria, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-I-A, 4, F-O-R, Senate.com is the website. So we appreciate you staying on through the break with us. And we're going to get a couple of commercials in from our sponsors, Alexandria, and we'll continue right after this, okay?
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Short break. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylor. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Alexandria Taylor. She's running for U.S. Senate. And one of the text messages came in during the break, Alexandria, right out of the gate. At your website, alexandriaforsenate.com, wants to ask you specifically, Clayton up in Pickford in the UP, where do you stand on firearms and our Second Amendment?
So I fully support unrestricted access to firearms and am against, so there is, I believe, a House bill that Flocken has sponsored to make a waiting period, and I vehemently oppose that, and I actually find it interesting that they want to make a 1-week waiting period to purchase a firearm, but here in Michigan, they're trying to eliminate the 24-hour waiting period to get an abortion. And so, but that's the kind of radicals that we have in office. So, no, I fully support unrestricted access to firearms.
Now, one question that came in also is, you mentioned you're a lawyer, an attorney, and you have a law firm. Their question is specifically, what type of law do you specialize in? You might offer a lot of different representations for folks, but what is your favorite specialty in practicing law?
So the areas that I have practiced primarily have been criminal law, family law, and election law, some civil. I have an MBA, so a lot of people don't know that. I do some business matters and corporate. But my absolute favorite out of those, mm-hmm. I would say, is probably criminal law. I'm just defending the Constitution. And so I consider myself to be a constitutional warrior. And so defending the Constitution and making sure that a person's rights are respected and upheld is big to me.
Excellent, excellent. And when you mentioned family law, explain family law to those who don't know what it's fully about.
Absolutely. So under that umbrella of family law, you have divorce, parenting time and custody matters, child support, change of school, change of domicile if you're moving, issues like that.
Gotcha. Absolutely. We actually have a sponsor that's been dealing with friend of the court battles up here in Emmett County. And he's actually looking for new representation because he's had it. And he's even asking me about a change of venue and how that works. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a lawyer on, but I'm not going to spend the whole time giving you a free legal consultation. Maybe I'll hook you up with her. One thing I want to ask you about specifically, though, U.S. Senate. And this seat is critical because we've seen already how long Debbie Stabenow's been there. But more importantly, I look at the age of Elisa Slotkin, this anointed one handpicked by the Democrats. If she gets this seat, Alexandria, she's going to be there for 30, 40 years. And this is something I don't think is right for the state of Michigan, primarily because we are so divided. I mean, if you look at Lansing State House, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans, State Senate, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. I believe truly in my heart, not being political, that the state of Michigan should have one Democrat senator and one Republican. Am I wrong in that thinking?
No, I mean, I see your logic. However, instead of limiting it like that, you know, I do prefer how it is now, that the voters decide instead of being just locked into that, like one Democrat and one Republican.
Right.
Because,
well, I mean, based on the way we vote, though, that's how divided the state is. So it would make sense that the voters would at least say, okay, let's give a Republican their representative in the Senate. We have ours, Gary Peters. So, yeah, leave it up to the people. I get that. But the point I guess I'm trying to get across or ask you about, there needs to be a sense of this explained to the electorate when we go forward in this primary. Is that something that you're talking about? Is that an issue you think needs to be talked about? Or do you think you're focused more on just winning the Republican primary?
No, that is something that I'm talking about. So the thing is as conservatives, we have to be more proactive. And what I've seen is that we're very reactive to a lot of things. And when you look at Democrats, when they are eyeing a particular seat or position, like, they're very aggressive. And so even just like the history of this seat, Debbie Stabenow unseated a Republican after one term. And I know you've run for office before. It's very, you know, it's how hard it is to unseat an incumbent. But
yes,
that just shows you how they laser in on a seat. And they put all their resources behind that one person to flip the seat. So I'm less concerned about having one Democratic seat and one Republican and more concerned about, you know, the training and equipping of the party. Like, we have to do a better job of training and equipping. And I say this, and I just said this last week when I spoke, we need a person right now to run against Peters. That person needs to be side by side with me. So that when I win, guess what? My team and my resources go to them, and they're already trained and equipped and ready.
Yes, ready to go. Yes, for the next election and prepared and absolutely a team working together
yes.
to, make these changes. Let me ask you this question. Getting back to the splitter strategy, just for a moment. With all these candidates, how is it, well, first of all, are you going to, and what's your plan for getting the necessary signatures? Because you got to get the signatures first to even be considered a real candidate, even on the ballot. What's your plan to get the signatures?
Well, I don't want to spill all my secrets right here, but we do.
Well, I only have nine listeners. I only have nine listeners, so it's just between us girls. So you go ahead.
So I have a solid plan and a strategy. We're working with a national consultant who helped develop a strategy for signatures. So we've been doing, you know, really well with that because you're right. I mean, if you don't get the signatures to get on the ballot, what are we doing? So
right.
We developed that plan and, you know, the signatures have been going really well and we kind of got a decent start. Obviously, we know all the signatures have to be collected within a 6-month period.
Yep.
And they can't be stale, but, you know, so we're doing pretty good on that and just making our way around the state to spread our message because, as you may know, my story is very unique in that I grew up Democrat and I feel like that is part of my testimony in this season, because to flip this seat back red, you know, we are going to have to flip some Democrats, moderate Democrats and independents to vote
right.
red.
Yep.
And so I believe that I have a unique story and voice and testimony to do that. And I'm going into those areas that typically Republicans have shied away from. Like I announced downtown Detroit. Why? Because I wanted to make a statement. We're going in Detroit. We're going in Dearborn, Kalamazoo, Muskegon, Benton Harbor. We're going in these areas because if we never go in these areas, how can we cry about not getting votes there? You know,
right,
we're not even
exactly.
going to even spread our message or have a conversation. And so that is what I think makes this campaign unique is that we have this bold stance. We are going in the areas and we're not leaving any stone unturned.
Where were you born?
I was born in Detroit.
And where did you go to school?
So I went to high school in Romulus. I did a little Michigan college tour. I went to Michigan State for undergrad. I have a bachelor's in psychology, MBA from Eastern Michigan, and then I have my law degree from UDM Law, which is where I teach.
University of Detroit.
Yes.
So you are very familiar with Detroit in the surrounding areas, and like you mentioned, Benton Harbor, I'm sure Flint, other areas
yes,
that you're going
Flint,
to.
Saginaw. Yes.
Right? Now, this message, because I'm on your website, again, alexandria4senate.com, faith, family, and freedom. And one
yes.
of the things that I want to ask you about, are you also going to the black churches?
Yes. So we are going to the black churches because, you know, when I talk to other conservatives, they're like, oh, yeah, the Democratic stronghold, you know, has the black churches. And I refuse to concede that. You know, I just refuse to concede it because when you look at, especially black people, when you poll black people, a lot of them poll conservative. And so we have to get to the root of this issue. The root of it is that the left has done this masterful job of weaving race into their platform and portraying the Republican Party as racist. And so we have to get to the root and address this and have these conversations. And so, yes, going into the black churches, I was invited to an event in Detroit. It was everyone there was a Democrat, but it was about building back black leadership. But they invited the black Senate candidates. And so, of course, they didn't want to seem distasteful. So they invited me and we went, you know, because why not? And
sure.
Even though it wasn't the friendliest crowd, it's like we have to be willing to go in these rooms and have these conversations and let them know, you know, we're
yep.
fighting for you, but also just spreading the truth. It's like, listen, the Democratic Party has kept the black community in this cycle of victimhood and poverty, and it's time to come out. It's time.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How well were you received at that event?
You know, so Coleman Young Jr., the one that's on council, called me transphobic.
Yep.
You know, so there were some people, but again, we have to be willing, because again, this fight is not given, you know, to the swift and the strong, but the one who endures. So we have to endure, and we have to be willing to take those hits because I'm bold in my stance. Like, I'm not going to back down from this gender ideology in schools. I have three children. I'm not going to do it. You know,
sure.
So whatever you want to call me, I'm going to speak the truth because I'm
well. One thing I believe in, I have many black friends. I was a former truck driver, owner, operator. I had a black team driver with me. Him and I lived in that truck 24 hours a day for 3 to 4 weeks at a time when we were crisscrossing America. And I got to tell you, they may not say it publicly. They may not cheer you or applaud for you when you go into these venues. But I can tell you a lot of them agree with everything you're saying. They just don't want their friends around them to know it. And they have a vote.
Right.
They have a vote. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an interesting situation, because if they cross over and vote in your primary as a Republican, they can't vote for Democrats in the August primary. They have to stay on that side of the ticket. But they can cross over and vote maybe for Biden for the president, but they could cross over and vote for you for U.S. Senate. I'm telling you, I think you have a great plan here, great website, and I feel that you are striking a nerve in the black community that needs to be struck.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's exactly what we're doing, because that's what it takes. I just feel like everything is on the line in 2024. Like, we can't continue in the direction that we're going. Our country, the country that we're giving our children, our grandchildren, is on the line. And so I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Absolutely. I got a text message for you real quick. Do you plan to make any tours up here in northern Michigan, or are you working primarily the large population areas?
No, we're going everywhere. So I actually have been in the UP twice. So I was in the Sioux. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was in August. And then I had an event in Nagani about a month ago. And so we plan to come back up. The snow up there is a little different than we get here. So I have some friends up there, and they were telling me, they're like, it starts snowing in October. I was like, oh, Lord.
And yeah, so you got to get your snow tires on that vehicle right now.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
That's
now.
Funny.
That's a whole different level.
Yeah. Hey, go visit my friends in Petoskey, Royal Tire. They'll take care of you. Tell them Chuck and Randy sent you. Hey, real quick.
Okay.
what is the plan right now? What do you focus on here the rest of October, November, before the holidays start? What's your plan? What's your game plan?
So we're focused on doing some tours, setting up some events, media interviews, radio like this, and just reaching out to as many voters as I can. I spend 2 to 3 hours a day doing calls, calling all over Michigan, talking to residents and hearing their concerns and how I can fight for them in D.C.
Absolutely. And again, on your website, AlexandriaForSenate.com, people can actually volunteer. They have a link there that they can join up.
Absolutely. If they click the subscribe button and put their information in, they can put that they're interested in volunteering. And then within 24 to 48 hours, a member of the team reaches out to them personally to make contact and see in what way they can assist the campaign.
Absolutely. It says take action, and right there, change starts here. There's the volunteer button, and you can get in touch with the campaign. So, Alexandria, we appreciate you reaching out to us, agreeing to come on the show on short notice, and God bless you. Stay strong. Stay safe out there on the campaign trail. I'll give you the final 32 seconds.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Trucker Randy. It really is a blessing. And like I said, 2024 is the biggest election of our lifetime, and I am focused on restoring families. There has been a great attack on the nuclear family, protecting our freedoms, like freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, and also ensuring that the American dream is accessible to all. And so with your help, we can make this a reality in 24. Thank you so much.
Perfect timing, perfect out. We appreciate you being on the show. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.